Do you know his voice? Are you familiar with its sound? For those who have experienced God, their lives are forever changed. I'm not talking about head knowledge here. I am talking about heart knowledge. I'm talking about when God becomes real to you. We are told that he stands at the door and knocks, but we must do our part. We must be the ones to open the door. We must invite him in. It is time for you to be handed the keys to open the door, to become familiar with his voice, his heart, and his mission in healthcare. I am not starting you at the beginning of my journey. I am starting you in a moment where I first saw God move in radical ways, a time when I witnessed my first miracle in healthcare. I am starting you in a moment where I witnessed God become real in the life of my patient, where I first saw God truly shift the atmosphere in a hospital room. Why am I starting you here? Because you need to know where you are journeying. You need to know there is amazing breakthrough if you have the courage to move forward in pursuing God's heart in medicine. You must know there is a treasure to be found. You must desire to learn the keys to help you on your own journey. You may be wondering, what happened before I saw God move in radical ways? It is simple. I was praying, soaking in time with him, enjoying who he is, experiencing the essence of prayer, talking with God, hearing what is on his heart, giving him my praises, worries, cares, and concerns. It is in prayer that your journey starts. It is in prayer that my ears were opened. I must clarify a few things first, though, regarding prayer. There is praying in the Spirit, praying in your native language, and there are times when we just spend time with our friend, soaking in his presence. It was the last one that got me that night. It happened the night before I really saw God move in the life of my patient. I still remember the night that this first happened, when I learned what it meant to be silent. Do you know those special times when you enjoy the silence and company of those closest to you? You don't have to exchange any words. You just soak in the atmosphere. There is peace and comfort just being in each other's presence. The same is true with the Lord. It is in times of silence, in just spending time with your closest friend, the Holy Spirit, when he will speak to you in the most radical way. That night, we were in our living room, and my husband and I were just listening to worship music and relaxing, soaking in his presence, worshiping him in our hearts and enjoying the peaceful atmosphere. It came out of nowhere. It was a boy's name that popped into my mind, seemingly out of nowhere. It came again. I heard it repeated twice. That was odd. I was not thinking of anything along those lines, and yet the name appeared clearly and was spoken in my heart two times. It was an uncommon name, not the name of anyone that I knew. I was perplexed. I spoke to my husband about it. As is common, I discussed it with him and asked if he knew of anyone with that name or if he knew of a reason I would hear that name so clearly, not once, but twice. He was just as confused as I was. So I sat with it and realized I would know what it meant when the time was right. That's the thing about God's words. Sometimes the word he gives is a right now word, but sometimes it is a word for the future. Either way, he will reveal to you and open your eyes to the meaning of the word in his time. Well, that was the night before Thanksgiving. As I woke up on Thanksgiving morning, I quickly showered and prepared for my shift in the emergency department. I prayed that God would reveal to me the meaning of the name and why I heard it. I heard nothing. As the morning went on, I grew comfortable with not knowing. More than that, I was actually looking forward to my time in the emergency department. Typically, the morning of a holiday in an emergency department is quite slow. Most people are enjoying their time with family and friends. It is not until later in the day that the crazy happens. It is not until late in the shift when things really pick up. That is the pace on a normal holiday. Yet, I found out quickly that today was not a normal day. As I badged in at 6 a.m. and walked through those double doors, something was different. It was not a scene that I was expecting to see. I walked by a room and noticed there were three physicians in the room. It was very crowded. Not only was it crowded, but there was also a lot of activity.